Physio Room, in association with Able Bodies Physiotherapy, 2 George's Street, Newbridge, 045-435-480 and ablebodies.ie.
Leah Purcell from Able Body Physiotherapy, Newbridge. Good morning again, Leah. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Right, you've been listening to us there. Let's begin with an overview from your own perspective.
So menopause is, you're right to say it's really good to have the men listening into this, because for a long time it's been sort of put aside as women's problems and not really understood. But actually, if you understand or have a vague understanding of what's happening hormonally, it makes sense with the symptoms, and you can find, hopefully find ways of improving things. So basically, menopause is a real, perimenopause is a time of real change and fluctuations in hormones as women's body gets prepared to not be able to reproduce anymore. So it can have, like, for 10 or even 10 years before the last period, you can have these fluctuations in hormones, hormone levels dropping, and they can bring on the symptoms that Tara was speaking about earlier. Now, there's a myriad of symptoms, a huge amount of symptoms that women can feel, and they can feel different symptoms at different times.
Now, let me mention those again before we go on, because according to the HSE, and Tara has already recounted these, but when I look at the range of them, hot flushes, night sweats, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, lack of energy, low mood or anxiety, problems with memory or concentration, vaginal dryness and pain, itching or discomfort, reduced sex drive, libido, discomfort during sex, irregular periods, headaches, heart palpitations, recurring UTIs, those would be urinary infections, I imagine, loss of muscle, weight gain, joint aches and pains. God almighty. When I describe it
as... And you can add into that another big symptom that women, that often women are most worried about, is an increase in belly fat and putting on weight. And often that's what women focus most about when they're going through menopause. They're putting on weight, they can't lose it, and they haven't changed their diet, they're not really doing anything differently. And in fact, that's probably one of the least things to worry about.
And from your own perspective, Leah, from your own perspective as a chartered physiotherapist, I understand that menopause also increases the risk of developing problems such as osteoporosis, which is weak bones and that.
So there are various different musculoskeletal issues that can kind of be worsened by menopause. Probably the primary, well, there's two mainly. One is diabetes, and if you're sort of pre-diabetic, menopause can tip you over into diabetes, type 2 diabetes territory. And if you, heart health is another big one. If women have maybe borderline high cholesterol, the changes in their hormones can cause their cholesterol or other heart issues to kind of get worse at menopause. And then certainly around menopause, our bone density decrease as well. I might come on a different day and speak specifically about osteoporosis. That's like a whole episode in itself.
Actually, indeed. Yeah, that would be...
But your bone density... Everyone's bone density starts declining when they're about 30-ish. It's at its peak. And then we all, men and women, lose a little bit of bone density. But then women, when the menopause years hit, they cause a significant drop. So I would advise women around menopause age, kind of at 50 to 55, to have a DEXA scan done just to check in on what their bone density is. And, you know, it's better find out then than wait another 10 years and then fall and have a bad fracture and be paying for it.
Indeed. We'll treat that as a specific subject one of the weeks. Let's then stay with the menopause, and from your perspective as a chartered physiotherapist, whether it's perimenopause, whether women have all these symptoms or some of these symptoms, which they'll certainly have, what can they do? Is exercise an answer?
Yeah, well, there's kind of, it's not the only answer, to be honest with you. There's four main players in terms of hormones with the menopause. I'm not going to go into it deeply, but there's estrogen, progesterone, cortisol, which is our stress hormone, and insulin, which is our kind of sugar, the sugar hormone, basically. We can't massively affect estrogen or progesterone without going on hormone therapy, but we can help our cortisol levels. So there's kind of two main areas in terms of how physio can help, or there's more than two really, but the exercises is a huge part of improving symptoms. And also stress management and active stress management. So not just, so women often in their 40s and 50s, they're often at a time where they're busy with kids, so they might be dropping kids all over the place to trainings and matches and all the rest. They may be caring for parents or caring for other people as well. They might be trying to hold down a job. There can be a lot of stress at play there. And on top of that, then they're suffering things like hot flushes, night sweats, not sleeping at night, and feeling just low in energy, low in mood. So a really important thing that I want to get across in this today is if you can actively manage your stress, in other words, not waiting until you're stressed out of your mind and then saying, oh, I'm going out for a walk. You know, you snap at your husband and you just have to do something to break the circuit. If you can actively put in things in your week, and such as like yoga, a relaxing yoga class, not one for high level fitness where you're going to be sweating and really working hard, but a relaxation sort of a yoga class or some sort of meditation. There are lots of great apps that you can get on the phone now that you can proactively say, I'm going to do 15 minute meditation now every day for the next month, and just see how that affects your symptoms. Other things like going for a walk, but not a power walk. That's a separate thing. That's exercise, which is also beneficial. But a walk to, like a nature walk, I would say, call it to my patients, where you're just relaxing, you're taking in the sounds and the sights, and you're just letting your central nervous system come down to a kind of a recovery level. So definitely putting in things proactively into your week to nearly force you to relax, because when you're a busy woman with lots of balls juggling in the air, you nearly need to kind of have something in the diary that, like, I'm going to do this for 15 minutes every day, or I'm going to go to yoga for an hour once a week or twice a week if you can, proactively managing your stress so you don't reach that tipping point where you're boiling over and in really bad form and snapping at everyone and just feeling really, really bad in yourself. So that's stress management, and I really, really can't encourage people enough to do that. Whatever it takes, whether it could be having a bath or it could be having a cup of tea out in the garden, just something to, and don't feel guilty about it. A lot of the time women are busy and they feel guilty about taking that time to themselves, but you can't pour from an empty cup. So that's enough said probably about stress.
And what about exercise?
Exercise is really important. The drop in estrogen or the changes in estrogen levels in particular that we go through during perimenopause can affect tendons and muscles and lead to more tendon issues in particular. So you often get women around this age complaining of things like plantar fasciitis, rotator cuff tendon problems, Achilles tendon problems. So the drop in hormones affects kind of like this is a very gross way of saying it, but it affects the lubrication of the tendons and it can lead to issues with them. So strengthening exercises in particular, any exercise is good during perimenopause and menopause, but strengthening exercises in particular are really important because they also help with, as Tara mentioned earlier, the decline in muscle mass and the decline in bone density. So if you're working the muscles, it helps to keep them strong and prevents you sort of kind of shriveling up and or, you know, getting flabby as you get older if you're strengthening the muscles regularly. So sort of two or three times a week doing something like a gym program or lifting weights or Pilates is very good for it. Or some forms of yoga are good for strength training as well. Something that's working on strengthening the muscles, that's another really important part. And also another thing that's really important for hormone metabolism and help us feel better is our bowel health. So eating enough fiber, drinking enough water. If you're constipated, it's like those hormones are kind of getting stuck and they can recirculate back into the bloodstream and it just leaves you feeling rotten. So put an emphasis when you're going, if you're that way inclined to constipation it have never happened in your life before, but it might start to rear its head during perimenopause, eating plenty of fiber. Kiwis are particularly good, pears, prunes, and drinking lots of fluids, and then also movement, like so walking and moving your body helps move the bowel as well. So that's another thing that you can sort of focus in on at this time to help you to feel better.
Okay. it's educational for me as a man to go through all of this, and I hope it is for the men listening out there, but in particular for women who either are going through it or those who haven't gone through it yesterday. It's a key to their understanding. And Leah mentioned their bowel screening. The HSE website on menopause says keep up to date with your screening tests and appointments during and after menopause. These include, for women aged 25 to 65, cervical screening, which was formerly known as a smear test, and we know all about that and the tragedies that arose from that in the last couple of years with women dying because of lapses within the health system. Breast screening is available and important for women aged 50 to 69. Now, you can find out how it works and the locations and all about it on the HSE website, and I'll give you the website. And Leah mentioned bowel screening. This is for those aged 59 upwards. Now, could I just say this also applies to men? I've had bowel tests done. You know, you get this pack sent out to you. Bowel screening aims to detect signs of bowel cancer at an early age when there are no symptoms. Bowel cancer is also known as colon, rectal or colorectal cancer. Around 2,500 people are diagnosed, according to the HSE, with bowel cancer in Ireland every year. It's the second most common of all cancers in men and the third most common of all cancers in women in Ireland. But here's the good news. If found early, it's easier to treat and a better chance of recovery. The HSE website is hse.ie/conditions/menopause. You will find everything about it on that, or just go to hse.ie and look for menopause. Leah, do you want to sum it all up?
One thing I think is really important, Clem, is just to communicate with your partners and that kind of thing. You can't expect your husband to know that all of this stuff is going on for you. So I think communicating with people is really important, and getting a bit of guidance from a chartered physio or from your GP. Just on the blood testing, it can be very hard with blood work because the hormones are fluctuating so much during perimenopause. A blood test is just a snapshot of where your hormones are at that day. So it might tell you you're not in menopause, or you're not, or your hormones are fine. And then people are like, oh God, you know, well, what is wrong with me then? But you might have to go back a couple of times to see if there's fluctuations in the blood work. And the other thing is to try and track your cycle for women. Try and, if they are still having a period, try and figure out when things are at their worst. So is it kind of 2 weeks after your period, or is it 3 weeks? Is that when you feel the worst, or is it 4 weeks? And then you can sort of see a pattern, and you can proactively say, well, I know now this week is probably, okay, I'm going to have to be really proactive about looking after myself this week. And double down on sleep as well. Sleep is huge. Avoid having the phone in bed with you at night. Avoid watching anything stimulating on TV, you know, for an hour before bed, and maybe just try read a book or whatever. Sleep is really, really important,
okay,
particularly if your hormones are waking you up. You want to try and get it when you can.
The soundest of advice from Leah Purcell, a chartered physiotherapist. Thank you for that, Leah. Thank you also, Tara.
Thank you.
And look forward to talking to you again next week, Leah.
Yep, that's great. Thanks, Lem.
The Physio Room, in association with Able Bodies Physiotherapy, 2 George's Street, Newbridge, 045-435-480 and ablebodies.ie.